In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people. You are listening to Catholic Meditation. Welcome to this new week. We are in the second week of Lent, Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 18th of March, 2019. Catholic Meditation is always brought to you by the Communications Service of the Diocese of Kumba, Cameroon. Osla Ajebesone is a producer. Remitus Elad, the webpage director. For presentation, I am Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for being faithful. Let us pray. O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Daniel, chapter 9, verses 4 to 10. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 36 to 38. I read from the Gospel. Be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and there will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. Because the standard you use will be the standard used for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Be compassionate as God is compassionate. Be compassionate as God is compassionate. Dear friends, we have begun the second week of our Lenten journey. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus gives us a set of rules, guiding principles, comprised of do's and don'ts. For the do's, he says, we should be compassionate as he is compassionate. We should forgive, and we should give, that is, we should be charitable. For the don'ts, he says, we should not judge, and we should not condemn. Let us examine each one of them and see exactly what the Lord expects of us and from us. Be compassionate as the Lord is compassionate. What does it mean to be compassionate? How can we show compassion? Let us begin by looking at the etymology of the word. The word compassion has its origin and roots from two Latin words, cum, meaning with, and passio, meaning passion. So compassion means with passion. The word passion, on the other hand, is a strong emotion, attachment or feeling. One can have a strong passion for football, just as another could have a strong passion for studies. To be compassionate, then, God wants us to have a strong liking or a strong feeling towards others. He wants us to be with passion towards other people. In fact, that is how He is towards us. And so He says, be compassionate as I am compassionate. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, we are told that when Jesus saw the crowd, He had compassion on them and healed their sick. When moved by passion, many things follow. A compassionate person feels concerned about and is involved in everything about the other or others. You cry with them when they cry, and you laugh with them when they laugh. A compassionate person is merciful. A compassionate person is loving. A compassionate person is forgiving. A few days ago, we learned of the sad event with Ethiopian Airlines. To prove how compassionate we are, many people felt the pain of the victims, even though perhaps directly they had no one involved. That is what it means to be compassionate, to feel and to have the same feeling like others. To be compassionate means you try to feel as others feel, making yourself one with them. From compassion comes sympathy and empathy. If you are not compassionate, you cannot be sympathetic or empathetic. That explains why our world is still the way it is, perhaps very individualistic. Having an I don't care attitude, it does not concern me. As long as I have my benefit, the rest can die for all I care. This is because many still lack compassion. We sleep in our comfortable houses, on our cozy beds, eat our good food, balanced diet with fruits, drink good wines, drive our luxurious cars, have our work and our income. Do we care about the homeless poor? Does our life end only around us, or are we concerned and touched about the suffering of others in the world? When you are compassionate, you are moved to action. A compassionate person is not passive. He is active. If you have a strong passion for football, you go to the stadium perhaps to watch all the games. If you have a strong passion for studies, you like to read a lot and you buy lots of books. So you are moved to action. If you are not concerned or compassionate, you will not visit the sick. You will not visit those in prison. After all, they are not your relatives, or you did not send them to steal or commit crime. We begin to justify the reason for others' suffering. He is in prison because he stole, so he deserves it. She is homeless and a beggar because while others were studying at school, perhaps she was playing around, so she deserves it. It may not always be as it seems, beloved. Many have struggled, but life has not been as fair for them as for you. Even if they are the cause of their own predicament, you are still invited to be compassionate. So if you are not compassionate, you will not be moved to action. You will not feed the hungry. You will not clothe the naked. So be compassionate as God is compassionate. Secondly, God invites us to forgive. You cannot forgive if you are not compassionate. Imagine for a while how you would feel if God refuses to forgive you. That is how others feel when you refuse to forgive them, despite their many pleas for forgiveness. One who denies to forgive indirectly says he or she is just and without fault. It means you never hurt anyone yourself, but that is not true. The moment you think of how much you hurt others, and especially God, you should just be open to forgive others who hurt you. More so, because only those who forgive will be forgiven and receive forgiveness from God. So, forgive so as to be forgiven. Thirdly, for the do's, we are invited to be charitable and to give. During this Lent, beloved, give out, give much as you can in charity. Your time, your money, your gifts, food, water, clothes. What we save up from our Lenten fasts should go to charity. Open your heart and your hands towards the needy. Give, and you will be given in return. But what are we to give, And how do we give? Give the best of your gifts, not the rejected. And when you give lovingly. Do not give as though you are throwing away. Give with a charitable heart. So, give, and gifts will be given to you. For the one who has open hands to give out to others, those very open hands that you use to give to others, God will fill back to you. As for the don'ts, we are invited not to judge others. To judge is to read and put meaning into people's actions or words, especially giving negative meanings, when that is not their intention or what they mean. And when you judge, you condemn. To judge is also to have preconceptions about people and their actions. Some people always carry a bad name, not because they are bad, but because we and others have tagged them so. Perhaps from a past action, or perhaps from our biases and misconceptions. To judge others is to forget about yourself or make yourself superior above them. But only God is. So who are you to judge your neighbor? We could be in the same group. Every other person will say the same thing. That will arouse laughter. But when some particular person says the same thing using the same words, others get angry. Why? Because of our biases and misconceptions. Some people, the moment you see them typing, others already have preconceptions of what they want to say. Automatically, you have judged and condemned. And even when they say good things, we are not open to see the goodness in what they say because we have already judged and tagged them. Be careful. Not everything that meets us at face value is what it is. Do not judge people. Do not condemn people. Leave judgment to God alone. This is because our judgments are based on external appearance and just how faulty they are. Not all that glitters is gold. And just how much treasure we can find from inside a coconut only after we take off time and pains to peel off the unattractive skin. So do not be deceived by appearance. Leave judgment to God. Only He knows the heart and secret intentions. So do not condemn, and God will not condemn you. For the measure you use to judge and condemn others is the same measure that God will use for you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish you a very wonderful week.